Welcome to another special episode of JTCast. I'm Luke Donovan, your host. Today we are welcome with Dr. Gary Wilkerson, NATA Hall of Famer and the 2019 recipient of the Medal of Distinguished Athletic Training Research Award. Dr. Wilkerson, please introduce yourself to their listeners.
Gary Wilkerson, I am a professor at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, where I've been for 20 years. And prior to that, I spent 20 years in clinical practice in different settings, collegiate setting, multi-specialty physician clinic, and for a seven-year period, I was the co-owner of a sport rehabilitation clinic.
Tell us a little bit about your journey going from the 20 years of clinical experience into then the 20 years of experience at UT Chattanooga.
Well, I was an undergraduate student at Eastern Kentucky University, got the opportunity to go to the University of Arizona, which is a very highly respected program that's turned out lots of leaders in the athletic training profession, had a great experience at Arizona, stayed and worked in a high school setting there for 1 year after I graduated, got the opportunity to come back to the region that I was originally from in Kentucky, where I was at a Division III school, Center College, for a period of 11 years. Really enjoyed that setting, but I was ready for a different kind of challenge. Spent the next 3 years working in a multi-specialty physician clinic and learning really, how athletic training applies in a more traditional medical clinic setting. Just always had kind of an entrepreneurial desire and really enjoyed being self-employed. But managed care really got to be difficult. And when I got the opportunity to move into academia, I felt like that the timing was right for it, that I just didn't want to fight the managed care battles. And that was a good move because that's where I really got to, invest more of my time and energy into the research endeavors.
How did you develop your line of research, and what did that journey look like also?
Well, it began with my doctoral studies at the University of Kentucky. I was always looking for answers. There's such a high rate of chronic ankle instability. So I got really, really interested in gaining a better understanding of why that is. And that led me to doing a lot of intensive study about the structure and the function of the subtalar joint, which nobody really understood very well at the time. And so my dissertation related to stabilization of the subtalar joint as a strategy for improving function. And I was very lower extremity oriented during all of my clinical practice, mainly working with ACL reconstruction, rehabilitation, and chronic ankle instability were the two biggest things that the kind of patients that I was working with. And when I went to the university, one of my colleagues there, Dr. Marisa Colston, was really focused in lumbar dysfunction. And it seemed like for a long time that her interests in low back function and mine in ankle function were really different from one another. But then we began to realize the longer we were around each other that there was a lot of things going on that were in common. And so we began working more and more together to understand how poor core stability, poor fatigue resistance was influencing lower extremity injury risk. And really, that brought me then to beginning to look higher up the kinetic chain at factors that were contributing to the most distal part down at the ankle. And I began to realize more and more that it wasn't just at the spinal cord level and at the lumbar level, but there was profound effects on lower extremity function after concussions. And I had the good fortune to be involved with some of the folks who were really the leaders in recognizing this doubling of risk for lower extremity injuries after concussion. So for the last 4 or 5 years, I've really been investing a lot of time and effort into gaining a better understanding about brain network connectivity and how different brain networks are integrating information to maintain optimal joint stability.
Is there a specific project that sticks out that was most memorable?
Oh my, I've had a lot of projects. One of them is extremely memorable is the opportunity I had to work at the U.S. Air Force Academy, where we did three different treatment protocols for grade 2 ankle sprains. And that was just a great, great experience to be among the cadets and the personnel who take care of them out there. It's a beautiful place, and I'm just so impressed with the organization and the commitment of those folks out there. That project at the Air Force Academy was really great back in the early 90s.
How have you seen research in the profession of athletic training change over your career?
Tremendously. When I started my career. The Journal of Athletic Training was about the only thing that we really relied on a lot. To some extent, we began to pay a lot of attention to what was in the American Journal of Sports Medicine, and that was about it. You know, that was about the there were a couple of journals that we tried to stay on top of. Today, hundreds and hundreds of journals out there now. I mean, the proliferation of information is just astounding. And so it's a good thing that we have more information to base our decisions on, but it's also a real challenge keeping up with it and integrating it.
Well, that integrates right into my next question. Sure. Is, well, where do you see, or what should we be doing over the next 10 years in terms of research and strategy? And
I have very strong opinions about that. I think that medicine and sports both represent a couple of the last areas to really embrace artificial intelligence and machine learning. I think if you look at a lot of other industries, they have become heavily reliant on algorithms or being derived from machine learning. And I think that's going to be the next big thing for us, because we've got to begin to look at each individual athlete as more of a complex system that has many, many interactive factors that are influencing their susceptibility, which is even changing on a day-to-day basis. And there's no way that we can synthesize all that information. We're going to have to rely on artificial intelligence systems to help us to create a profile for each individual to have a better idea about how we can provide personalized care.
Do you have any advice for any early career researchers such as myself on developing a sustainable line of research?
Learn as much as you can about machine learning, because I think we're going to become increasingly dependent on it. And one of the things that we really don't want is for the computer-generated algorithms to become black boxes that we don't really understand. You know, how did the machine generate this output? We need to have greater confidence that it's going to be applicable, that it, that we're going to be successful using that information, and that it's generalizable. So we need more athletic training researchers who are domain experts to help guide the data that's being input into these classification systems, and to have a better understanding of their strengths and their weaknesses for what comes out the other end.
Last question. Once again, congratulations on being named the 2019 Medal of Distinguished Athletic Trainer Research Award recipient. Well deserved, Dr. Wilkerson. Do you have any closing remarks?
None other than I love this profession, and I want to see us keep moving forward. I see us keep advancing, and I really feel strongly that all of us, at whatever setting we're in, whatever level of educational attainment we've got, I think we all need to really commit ourselves to that personalized, patient-centered care and understand everything that we can about the technological advancements that we're seeing occurring around us here. And rather than just kind of riding along with it, get out in front of it and be one of the health professions that's really leading everybody else in providing a higher quality of care for our patients.
Well, we thank you for your contributions to the profession. And once again, we thank the listeners for tuning in to this latest episode of JATcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.